With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A shooting at a New York City office tower. The shooting took place Monday afternoon at a Midtown Manhattan office building that houses finance companies and the NFL headquarters. A man carrying a rifle killed four people at a news conference. New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch reports on the victims.
Four innocent victims are dead. Among them, NYPD police officer Dina Rule Islam, 36 years old, 4 years on the job. Officer Islam was married with two young boys. His wife is pregnant with their third child.
The gunman, identified by authorities as Shane Tamura of Las Vegas, he had a documented mental health history. His motive was still unknown. Russian glide bombs and ballistic missiles have struck a Ukrainian prison and a medical facility as Russia's relentless strikes on civilian areas killed at least 27 people across the country. The attacks came despite President Trump's threat to soon punish Russia with sanctions and tariffs unless it stops the barrages. In financial news, putting a price tag on a proposed freight railroad mega merger.
Union Pacific seeks to buy Norfolk Southern in an $85 billion deal. It would create America's first transcontinental railroad. The proposed merger would marry Union Pacific's rail network in the west with Norfolk Southern's network in the east. The nation was first linked by rail in 1869 when a golden spike was driven in Utah to symbolize a connection of the east and the west coasts. Yet no single entity has controlled that coast-to-coast passage that so many businesses rely on. Rich Thomason, Washington.
That on Wall Street, stocks have moved lower, the Dow dropping 213 points, the Nasdaq losing 65. This is SRN News. A Canadian lawmaker fights assisted suicide.
15 years ago, Andrew Lawton tried to take his own life and nearly succeeded. But he got help and has since overcome his mental illness. And as a member of the Canadian Parliament, he's warning his fellow lawmakers not to expand assisted suicide. There's a bill under consideration that would allow mentally ill people who do not suffer from a terminal disease to take their own lives. And Lawton says if such a law existed 15 years ago, he would be dead. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Big leaders across the U.S. are hoping a bipartisan bill in Congress might finally provide relief to an immigration issue. No exact numbers exist, but it's estimated that there are thousands of religious workers who are now backlogged in the green card system or haven't been able to apply yet. This bill would allow the government to extend religious workers' visas as long as their card application is pending. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
The Federal Reserve is expected to leave its short-term interest rate unchanged tomorrow for a fifth straight meeting. It's a move that will likely underscore the deep divide between Chair Jerome Powell and President Trump. The Fed is itself increasingly divided over what it should do next. Top trade officials from China and the U.S. have launched a new round of talks aimed at hammering out a deal over trade and tariffs. We're learning details of a proposed freight railroad mega merger. Union Pacific is offering $20 billion cash and one share of its stock to buy rival Norfolk Southern. It's a corporate marriage that would create America's first transcontinental railroad. Boeing reports a loss of $611 million in the second quarter. Wall Street had been bracing for an even bigger loss by the aircraft manufacturer. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com.